Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS, Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. City of Wichita handing out $12.5 million in federal pandemic rent relief.
Two.
U.S. marks grim milestone, 500,000 COVID deaths.
One.
President Biden's COVID relief package clears the House Rules Committee, headed for a floor vote this week. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Okay, this morning we've got we've got a traffic construction project that's going to be changing things here in a few minutes. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Thursday, they're going to be closing the southbound I-235 ramp to northbound I-135. That ramp is going to be closed for some construction work. Again, it starts at 8 a.m. this morning, goes to 3 p.m. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and mild today with a high of 68 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low, 34. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and cooler. Tomorrow's high, 48 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 27 degrees. We have a south wind at 3 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday. And at noon on Sunday with socially distanced seating, carry out, and to-go available. Menu available at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Stephen, Ted. An explosive new report accuses New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham of spending taxpayer money on groceries, alcohol, dry cleaning, and other personal expenses. According to a report published in the Santa Fe New Mexican, Grisham spent over $13,500 over a six-month period, including more than $200 on booze last September, that Grisham said was for a holiday party that was later canceled. While the purchases were made from a discretionary fund and were not illegal, Republican lawmakers criticized Grisham for spending taxpayer money on things that she should be paying for herself. Grisham responded Friday saying, "I don't want New Mexicans to feel like I don't take seriously their hardship." Oh, that's quite a statement. All right, Macy's fourth quarter profit plunged 52%.
Ooh, and that's Christmas months.
And
too.
Sales slid nearly 19%. In the context of a year spent under the weight of a pandemic that was seen as pretty good ending to 2020 for the besieged department store. Pretty good ending, even though it's down like that. Bad numbers for Macy's. Love Macy's. Always loved when we had a store here. Jan, what do you got?
Traffic update coming in from the Kansas Turnpike Authority.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is coming in from the Turnpike Authority. They're saying that they've got an incident impacting all lanes of traffic northbound on the turnpike, and it's north of the Wellington area, so south of here, but they're north of the Wellington area. Northbound lanes, impacting all traffic there.
Accident, so. Something? You don't know for sure then. Okay.
Yeah, they refer to it as an incident.
Just an incident. Okay.
Yes.
Members of our military are also subject to the COVID vaccine rollout.
This is House Call for Health. The Department of Defense reveals only around two-thirds of troops have gotten inoculated for the coronavirus. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
Nobody's trying to hide anything here. It's in our interest to be as open and as transparent as we can, and we're trying to do that. People, it's a voluntary vaccine. People decide for themselves if they want it or not. And we have to respect that decision-making process.
American servicemen and women are encouraged to get the vaccine because they often live, work, and fight close together in environments that are difficult for social distancing and face masks. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A mixed close on Wall Street Monday. The Dow closed up 27 points, S&P down 30, and the NASDAQ down 331 points. 7:51 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, recognizing Black workers in technology. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen. Ted, yes, several workers at Wichita's aerospace companies are among the honorees at the recent Black Engineers of the Year Awards. Prince Yengbe was honored in the category of Modern Day Technology Leader. He's a graduate of WSU and works at Textron Aviation. Textron Aviation engineer Logan Bryant and Roy Moy III of Spirit Aerosystems were recognized in the Science Spectrum Trailblazers category. Keith Hamilton of Spirit took home an award for technical sales and marketing. J.P. Wigand & Sons Real Estate has a new president. Joshua Turner joined the firm a year ago as vice president and general manager of its commercial division. He's been serving as interim president for the last 3 months after Peggy Ward resigned. Chairman and CEO Nestor Wigand says Turner stepped up and immersed himself in the company at a very rapid pace. And President Biden has announced a series of changes to the Paycheck Protection Program, the modifications designed to make the program more accessible to underserved borrowers. It includes a two-week period during which only businesses with fewer than 20 employees can apply for loans. The changes are being made after criticism that the program's first round of loans benefited larger, more affluent, and connected businesses. Just in, Spirit Aerosystems, we knew 2020 was going to be a tough year for them. They're now reporting for 2020 they had a loss of $870 million. We'll have more on that later. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusiness.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
That's bad news, but, you know, what do we expect? That has been a good year.
Terrible year and nowhere to go but up, I guess.
Get a good drive-through restaurant, that may be helpful, but
yeah.
Spirit. You can't do Spirit work drive-through. You got to show up.
Exactly.
7:52. Hey, I had an experience yesterday afternoon. My twin granddaughter's playing volleyball for a Y team, and they're playing in Andover, okay, which is, you know, I'm in Riverside, Shelly and I.
Right.
So we got to drive out to Andover to the Y out there to the Farhaw Center. And,
right.
So, and then, you know, I never get out of drive time. Ted, do you?
I try
not
to.
A little bit, but, I never get out of drive time. So I was saying, well, we got to go clear across town. We better leave here a little before 5:30 to get there at 6. Woo, boy. That 5:30 traffic is murder in this town.
It's tough, especially there on Kellogg.
Yeah, it got slowed down quite a bit, and then we did make it on time. I have to say something again about the Farhaw there. How many Farhaw Ys are there? There's one down south that my grandson's played basketball down there, and there's one out in Andover. Is there another one up northeast? I think there's three, but these are.
Boy, there might be. I'm not sure.
These are huge, huge buildings that have, you know, basketball courts line both sides and volleyball courts over on this side. And of course, they're not even used even 10% now, but a lot of times they're very, very busy. I got to tell you, their facilities are just first rate. I mean,
very nice facilities.
When I was a kid, there was nothing like that. And just for the Farhaws donating the money for that over the years and years ago, and they've got beautiful facilities. They're world class, and I love it when the kids play there because it's always going to be a good experience. So thank you.
You bet, and a big thank you to the Farhaws.
Yeah, I guess Jim and George were the ones who did that, the physicians. But yeah, Okay, today is, let's talk about pets for a little bit. Today is World Spay Day. This aims to decrease stray pet populations by increasing awareness of the importance of spaying and neutering programs. I've always been a believer in this. Whenever we get a pet, we have this done. This is the reason, because people who don't do this, this is why we have to euthanize these dogs and cats all
right.
the time.
Right. Exactly.
And I just think that's a shame. It really is. So if you get a pet, we want you to be responsible and get them spayed.
It's now, the compassionate thing to do.
Well, actually. It really is. It is. It's a good thing to do. And I know that when you had goldfish, that they were spayed as well.
Well, we kind of kept them away from each other. Yeah.
There you go. There's that too.
Right.
You know, goldfish are.
Okay. They have different little castles in there.
Little castles. What were their names? Gerald R.
Well, it was Cheeseburger, of course. He was the first one. And then John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy. All right. The Roy Goldfish.
Sure miss him.
Oh, you do. Yeah. Pretty affectionate. All right. Thank you, Bill. 7:55.
Oh, the way they wag their little tails when you walk up to the fishbowl.
Yeah. 7:55, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. A COVID relief bill is moving through the house. Ted has sports on the way.
Yep, we got the Shocker men's basketball. The ever-changing schedule changes again, so we'll hit that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. You have the blur coming up as well, sir.
Oh, yeah. We'll get the entertainment news, all you need to know, at 8:35 this morning on the blur.
And, of course, traffic and weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.